Dad, this is geared to you. Moms, if you're listening to this and your husband's not there, flip a tape on so he can hear this. Dads, you're surrendering your authority. More and more of you are allowing your children to mistreat your wife. When I used to leave home when my oldest son Andrew was little, long about age 7 or 8, I would say to Andrew, "Andrew, while I'm gone, protect your mother." And he'd look at me like, "Yeah, Dad, I'm 4'3" and I weigh 61 pounds. Protect your mother." But I kept saying it. He's now 18. He's a weightlifter. He's a strong boy. I say, "Andrew, protect Mom." He goes, "I will." My son John, 16, soon, "Protect your mom." "I will." Sammy's 12. James is 10. Pete's 8. "Protect your mom, boys." Unfortunately, I'm hearing more and more women tell me their husbands are not only not having their children protect their mom, that the husbands are not protecting mom. Gentlemen, this is for you. Often, sometimes, periodically, maybe seldom, you hear your kid locked into a verbal battle with your wife. And the temptation is to close your eyes, go in the other room, and say, "You know, if I wasn't paying any attention, I couldn't tell which one of them's 12. Thank you, Barbara. Wow. Might as well just smear it on my hips. She's brought a big piece of cheesecake. Oh, my. All right. Gentlemen, you permit people to talk to your wife that way? Is that kind of language? Okay, they may do it in the public schools because they've surrendered. You're going to surrender in your own home? Get in there. Stop that. Pull the plug. You be the disciplinarian. And let the child know clearly you're not going to allow that child to mistreat his or her mother and your precious wife. Now, you may think to yourself, "Yeah, but I'll tell you what, you don't have to listen to her. Oh, man, my wife, I'll tell you what, it's all I can do to stand her. Her style's terrible. She nags, she yaps, she loses it, she gets emotional, she overreacts, she attacks the kid. Oh, jeez. If I was 14, I couldn't get along with her." Wait a minute. We're not arguing that her style is necessarily great. Her style may be terrible. We can work on that. She has the authority. And whatever it is she's requesting or putting a limit on or determining is good for your family and this child is her right. She has that authority. You may not agree with it, but she has the authority. Like me telling the judge, "Judge, who do you think you are giving me a $75 speeding ticket? Did you hear your tone of voice? Your tone of voice was wretched. You think I'm going to pay $75 after you talk to me like that? Ha!" The judge has the authority whether his style stinks or not. It's the same with a cop. A cop can yell at me to get back inside my car. Am I going to say, "Only if you ask nice"? Who do you think you are, officer? Say it. Say please. And maybe I will. You need to treat me with dignity and respect, you know. Now, he should. But if he doesn't, he still has the authority to tell me to get back in that car. Same thing with your wife. Her style may be terrible. She may be getting down on the same level of the kid. 5-year-olds can pull you down to 5. 10-year-olds can pull you down to 10. 12-year-olds can pull you down to 12. And 16-year-olds can pull you down to 2. However, she still has the authority. She's mom. You get in there. You stop the battle. You separate the warring parties. You come down on the side of your wife. Because she has the authority. And I'll say something else. If nothing else motivates you, let personal interest motivate you. That's right. Guys, if you look at surveys, we like to be romantic, if you know what I mean, more than our wives do. And wives aren't necessarily able to feel as romantic on the spot, on the moment, as guys are. But there are certain things that make wives feel more romantic toward us, and it's not flowers necessarily. One of the big ones, boys, is protecting them. One of the big ones is standing up for them. One of the big ones is shielding them from abuse, nastiness at the hand of a kid. Step in there. The women will appreciate this. Sometimes. Sometimes. I will give my boys a couple dollars. I'll say, go down. Give your mother grief. I'll be right down. And that worked pretty good. Till she found out I was only giving them a couple bucks. Then she got mad. Gentlemen, I'm leaving here in a few minutes for a break. Protect your wives from the people most likely to mistreat them. Your children!